So, Declan, just before we look ahead to the start of the National League this coming Sunday, where, of course, you have a tie against Mayo at Marchwick Park in Sligo, the traditional pre-season build-up to the competitive stuff concluded last week with the McKenna Cup. Did you get out what you wanted out of the competition and over the course of the four games that you played, Declan?
Yeah, we definitely did. Actually, you know, it was great to get the four competitive matches, and you know, probably from the first game to Down and then Antrim and Derry and to Monaghan, the standard race was raised in every game, and you know, ultimately the game on Saturday was very, very competitive, played at a good level and a good intensity. So yeah, it was real ideal preparation from our point of view. Ideally, we would have liked to win the match, but listen, ultimately we left ourselves with too much to do. But you know, we finished the game strongly in the last half hour.
What was the positives then from the competition, Declan? Because you did, of course, blood several new players through the course of the competition as well. So, in your mind, what was the positives that you're taking out of that now into the league?
I think we looked at over 30 players in the four games. We also got an opportunity, as I say, to bring back a lot of the senior players in terms of getting game time. You know, you're always looking for, especially in the build-up to National League campaign, you want to make sure guys are up to speed. And we got guys back on the pitch. We looked at a number of younger lads. And and there's competition for places within the group. Yeah, we still have a number of injuries, which is unfortunate, but it's always the case that you're going to be missing a few. But overall, I'd have been, you know, happy with where the lads are at, and as I say, the guys that have come in have really, you know, upped the ante in terms of training, and the intensity levels have risen over the last number of weeks.
And I suppose one of those other positives, and I know we spoke about it before, Declan, Michael Murphy, he put in a fine performance in the second half, and he's very, very close to getting back to 100% ahead of the league.
Yeah, listen, exactly. Listen, Michael's trained well over the last number of weeks, and he's getting back. And no more than anyone else. It's absolutely vital that we keep him now on the pitch. And, you know, we've got to manage that. And as I say, there's a lot of games coming up. There's a lot of important games coming up. Division 1 is going to be very, very competitive. And, you know, once that league finishes, it's straight into Championship. So, yeah, there's a lot of challenges along the way, and you know, there's a lot of managing along the way, and we've got to cope, and we take it week on week and see exactly where players are at.
Yeah, will Michael start at the weekend, or is he in the running to start on Sunday?
Listen, exactly, he'll be in the running, no doubt about it. And again, we'll see how we go. We have another session to go before the weekend, and as I know in the past, the best plans in the world can go to one side after a training session. So listen, yeah, we take it each day and each session as it comes, but now he'll definitely be in the 26 for Sunday.
Yeah, will there be many changes, Declan, to the starting 15, or do you envisage many changes to the 15 which lined out last week ahead of the 15 that's going to start on Sunday?
Yeah, listen, there'll be a number of changes, no doubt. There will be a number. Some will be enforced, some will be some will not be, but no, there will be a number of changes, no doubt. And as I say, but at the same time, it'll not be huge. And you know, the guys that have come in there have really stood up. And some of those guys now will get an opportunity at the next level, which is, you know, a higher level, going into the start of a National League campaign against probably one of the top two teams in the country consistently over the last 10 years.
Yeah, what's the latest on the injury front with, I suppose, the regular players? And when I say that, I mean the likes of Neil McGee, Hugh McFadden, Stephen McMenamin. And is there any more, Declan, or maybe you'll give us an injury update as to how they are fixed and the situation with the rest of the squad?
Yeah, listen, those guys, yeah, will be another few weeks away. Probably won't see the early part of the National League, and Stephen McMenamin also, and Oisín Gallen. But, you know, they're back training, so probably the league has come that bit, maybe a bit early for them. But, I mean, all those guys are back now, and it'll be another few weeks probably before. And it takes time then to get into competitive action. So, but again, it's a bit managing that situation. But yeah, listen, as I say, it's unfortunate that we have a number of those guys. But say the medical team are dealing with them and working well with them.
Yeah. So you mentioned about Mayo there, Declan, about being one of the most consistent teams in the country. What kind of game are you expecting on Sunday?
Listen, the games with Mayo down through the years have been, yeah, they've been played at real high intensity. No quarters asked or given. And exactly, it's going to be the same this Sunday. It's in Markovitz Park. It's going to be a big crowd there. The crowd's right on top of the pitch. It's going to be a real good atmosphere. In fact, it'll be a championship style affair in terms of atmosphere. And you know, this game will go down to wire, no doubt about it. And it's one we've been looking forward to since the National League draw was made. And we're just a few days out from it now.
Yeah, is it a good time to meet Mayo? Because understand the likes of Aidan O'Shea, Lee Keegan. There is no Matthew Ryan. There's a couple of other regulars that'll that will not be featuring on Sunday. And given the fact that it's in Marchovic Park as well, it's not a bad time of the year to meet Mayo, is it, in the league?
Listen, I mean, it's the same. Every team will be short a number of players, there's no doubt about that there. And listen, we're just glad and delighted that we're back now playing Division 1 football in front of big crowds. And no better way to start than against Mayo. And as I say, we're taking it game on game, but it's going to be a very, very competitive National League campaign. And when you see the teams that are involved, I think it's probably the most competitive it has been for a long, long time. So, yeah, no, listen, it's a tough start, no doubt about it. And we'll have to be at our best to get anything out of it on Sunday. Yeah.
First home game, of course, the following weekend. 4 points from two games, Declan. If that was to happen now in the next couple of weeks, that would put you in a good footing and particularly trying to stay up in the top flight.
I don't even look past next Sunday, Oisin, and we'll look at the points on offer next Sunday, and that's what we'll be aiming for. And hopefully, as I say, we'll take it game on game then, and see where that takes us. As I say, it's competitive. 7 weeks out of nine, we'll be out, and then you're in the championship. But no, listen, we want to be playing Division 1 football naturally enough. That's where we want to be, and that's where you get the top games. And you know, for young lads coming into the squad, you know, they're experienced that at a high level against those top teams, and you know that stands by them well then when the championship comes around.
Yeah, just finally, Declan, on the colleges front, because you do have several players involved in third level competition, in particular with the LYIT, who had that fantastic victory against UCD during the week. You're happy enough with the senior contingent playing colleges football and getting good game time ahead of the league start, are you?
Listen, you know, brilliant. Beating UCD at the weekend, one of the established colleges. And, you know, it's only the Letterkenny LYIT second stint in the Sigerson. And, you know, they got to a semi-final in 2020. And now they're in a quarter-final. And, I mean, that's brilliant to put the college. And especially that it's nearly 100% based Donegal-based players. And it's great to see them competing at the highest level in colleges football. And that's great. And, yeah, it's difficult because in terms of the players that we have, and it's managing that workload and this game's coming. Some of these guys playing 2-3 games a week now, and it's about managing that. And they need to get their rest and recovery. Otherwise, we'll end up with more players on the treatment table. But no, listen, delighted that they got over the line and they're playing again. I think it's probably be next Tuesday even now. So yeah, it's an exciting time for all those guys.
Yeah, and MLYT boys will be available to you at the weekend. You expect to give them game time in Sligo as well, then, Declan?
Yeah, exactly. They're an important part of the group, no doubt. And as I say, yeah, definitely. And you know, they've all come through the match on Tuesday night. Okay, some have picked up a few knocks and bruises, but nothing too serious. And you know, they will be all available for the weekend.
Okay, listen, Declan, we look forward to the first match in the league. All the best in Sligo against Mayo this weekend.
Okay, thanks, Osha.